You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. This week, Art and Soul is about the art of better living, which means mindfulness, self-awareness, being emotionally balanced. And we live in a community where there are a lot of activities and focus along those lines, including a recent appearance at the Thought Leadership Showcase at the University of Michigan Center for Positive Organizations, where our guest today is on the research advisory panel. Welcome, Dr. Scott Sonnenschein.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're also a professor at Rice University, a graduate of the University of Michigan. You lived in Ann Arbor for several years.
Yeah, 5 years.
5 years. And you have a new book out called Stretch. And some people are all about the power of love, and some people are about the power of happiness. And I guess we could say you're about the power of less.
That's right. The power of less and how in many situations, less actually can turn into more.
And how do we do that?
Well, it starts with being really mindful of what our goals are. Too often we end up accumulating resources without actually thinking what we're going to do with those resources. So what Stretch is all about is understanding our goals and then putting to use whatever resources we have, time, information, connections, money, and going after those goals.
So it sounds like you got to start talking about being mindful, but you got to figure out what you're even trying to achieve. Is that the first step?
That's right, because too often we just end up thinking about getting more without actually realizing that, well, we don't even need more to do more. In one research study that I particularly like, researchers gave people the opportunity to earn some chocolate and they had to do some work. And while they were doing the work, then they got to eat the chocolate. And what happened in every condition they looked at is people ended up working more than they can possibly eat. And they ended up with a lot of chocolate left over. And I think that's a really good metaphor for how a lot of us go about our lives, where we just end up mindlessly going through the day, accumulating as much proverbial chocolate as we can. And then we end up not being satisfied and having a lot of leftover chocolate.
Why do we think we need so much?
I think part of it is how we're culturally conditioned. You think about even the premise of what the American dream is. It kind of teaches us one very narrow path to success. But what I found in my research and what I talk about in Stretch is that there's many different ways to achieve in success. And often those paths start with not trying to get more, but actually doing more with what you have. And if you look at kind of the history of really innovative people and really innovative organizations, you find that they often start from constraints. Well, in America, we're often taught that constraints are a really bad thing. We want to avoid constraints. But often what happens is when you put yourself in a constraint mindset, you can see new possibilities that didn't exist before.
Possibilities. I love that word. And one of my favorite quotes in the book was, "We limit possibilities through negative expectations." So is that what you're talking about?
Well, that's one example, because too often we put the proverbial dunce cap on people. We might hear someone's a jerk before we meet him or her, and then we end up treating them in ways that make them a jerk. It's what social scientists call the self-fulfilling prophecy. So my advice is to replace that dunce cap with a competence cap and expect more out of people. And what the research shows, whether it be in education with children or at work with people doing work, that we can make people more productive, we can make people learn more if we expect more from them, as long as those expectations are credible.
We are in the middle of our 89.1 WEMU pledge drive right now and talk about making more out of less, and we're trying to get people to connect with what we're doing here and the meaning of that, and we do need more resources. So do you have any advice on how to make that happen or how to make it work with what we do have?
Well, if you think about the premise of public radio, it's the epitome of doing more with less. You're not given a lot of resources, and you've got to do so much. All of the wonderful programming that you put on the air, whether it be the coverage that you get from NPR or the stuff that you do here. And so when you're supporting your public radio station, you're really supporting an organization that's a great steward of your resources.
What advice do you have for an organization that is low on resources?
Well, what we find is that it often instills a lot of creativity. So if you stop looking at limited resources as a stigma, which I think is really hard to do in a culture like America, where we tend to judge the worth of ourselves and the worth of our projects based on the amount of resources. So if we can get over that stigma and learn to embrace our constraints, what turns out happening is we end up using resources in much more novel and innovative ways. Because when we're surrounded by abundance, we go to the default or the common way that that we use stuff. But when we embrace scarcity and constraints, we ironically give ourselves this license to do things differently and often in better ways.
Do you find people rebel to that thought because we are so conditioned to want more and think more is better, not less is more?
I think at first they want to rebel, but I think with what happens with a lot of people is they recognize this concept I contrast with stretching is called chasing, which is this belief that you need more resources to do more. And what happens is, as they get more and more, they end up expending so much energy. And a lot of the engine that drives chasing is what social psychologists call social comparisons. We look at our neighbor, we look at our colleague, and we think that we need the same things in order to succeed. And that might work in the short term, but it is emotionally and mentally exhausting to always have to be chasing after things. And you can imagine how liberating it could be to recognize that often we have everything we need to succeed if we can just learn to use those things in different ways.
I'm also wondering, how are people embracing your message?
Well, they are embracing it because I think there's a real hunger for an alternative to chasing, mm-hmm. because we think that that is the path to success and to satisfaction. But when you dive into the research, or when you even have experience with chasing, you often have people, they have their midlife crises, or they decide to have an epiphany and they decide they want to do something differently with their lives. I think that's a recognition that chasing has its limitations, and that over time it really eats you away because you're constantly quenching more and more resources to get more done. So I think finally people say, well, here's an alternative way that not only will make me feel better, but it also produces good results. Because in the book, I profile some very successful people. This is not a strategy to settle for less. This is actually a strategy to end up with more, but it starts by embracing less. And what you'll realize is that it actually could be liberating to start with less. We think that, well, I'm going to fail in this because obviously I don't have more. But actually what's going to happen is you might work more productively and you might end up working more creatively because you're embracing those constraints.
Where'd you get the idea for the book?
Well, it started, I was in Silicon Valley during the ultimate chase, the dot-com boom and bust. And there it was all about how much venture capital you raised, how many employees can you bring in the door. And that all worked great. And everyone thought this was going to be a successful model until, of course, someone stops writing the blank checks. And then you realize you're left with an unsustainable life and an unsustainable business. And the reality is we go through cycles. Sometimes they're good times and sometimes they're bad times. When you're stretching, you're able to adapt to any time because you're not focusing on what you have. You're focusing on what you're actually doing with what you have.
And you're not saying just be satisfied with nothing. You're saying still try. Put some effort into it.
Right. It does. Stretching takes effort because it's much easier to say, well, just give me more money and then I can get it done.
Right.
But there is but once you get into the mindset, it becomes more effortless because you're used to just looking at the stuff around you. You know, you want to get a nail into the wall to hang up a picture. You don't need to just go looking in the garage for that hammer or head to the hardware store. You just instinctively think, I'm going to grab the shoe right next to me and get that nail into the wall.
That's one of the questions I got right in your quiz.
So you have the potential.
I had a tiny bit. I have the potential. Dr. Scott Sonnenschein, thank you so much for joining us here on 89.1 WEMU. We'll put links up to your book and the quiz and all that on our webpage, WEMU.org. And best of luck to you.
Great. Thanks so much for having me, Lisa.